Trek kayak, inflatable and durable kayak. Jens Schoblom wanted a super kayak that could give him a stable solid ride down the river while being as small and light as a tent. His quest led him to create Trek kayak, and the project is currently being funded on Kickstarter. When designing the kayak, Jens had a specific style of travel in mind. He wanted to hike on the departing side of his trips and then kayak back for the return. This required a vessel that could be safe, durable, and light. The Trek kayak deviates from the standard configuration because the user sits on top while paddling, and two pods sit on the water in a catamaran design. The hull is built from Cordura fabric, and the design allows each piece to be modular. Current estimates say that the hulls can be inflated in around 2 minutes using the inflation bag that will be supplied with the kayaks. Maximum weight limit is set at 220 kilograms, and the deck is 2 meters long. Two people might fit, but without room for gear. Moye webbing has been placed around the hulls and on the deck to allow for attachment points for user gear and future accessories. A Velcro attachment method is doubled up to connect the modular pieces as an assembly. There is good discussion in the comments and questions section of the campaign discussing the use and validation of Velcro. A demonstration video of the hull inflation being done in around a minute is also available. Delivery of the vessels ordered through this Kickstarter campaign are expected to ship in June 2015. The final prototypes are being built this month and components will be sourced in January 2015. There is no discussion of where and how the parts will be fabricated and assembled. Trek kayak looks like an amazing project. It's very interesting to see design considerations and component requirements discussed from the perspective of another culture. Schoblom and his team designed the product from hard-learned lessons in the Scandinavian wilderness.